Can you remember a time where something came completely out of nowhere and it left you stunned? Being caught by surprise is just awful. But now, think of that time and consider that perhaps if whatever it was that shocked you was vaguely on your radar and you were aware of it, do you think that your reaction would be different? My name is Abby Gatling, and in this episode of Creativity Uncovered, I want to talk to you about being prepared for creativity. If you haven't tuned in before, welcome. This is Creativity Uncovered, a podcast where I uncover how everyday people find inspiration, get inventive, and open their imagination. Now, generally, I interview a guest and explore how others find creative solutions, and then we share tried and tested ways for you to summon creativity. But today, I want to share a life lesson that I have learned so that it can help you to have a more successful experience as you explore your creativity. And while it may not be a shiny, pretty, fun thing to talk about, I do believe in being authentic and realistic and to be aware of the not so nice aspects of creativity, because this will help you in being sustainable in your creative endeavors. So one of the recurring things that has come out throughout this podcast is that while the idea of being creative is fantastic, when it actually comes to putting it into practice, there are a number of hurdles that can get in your way. Some of these hurdles are before you delve into your creativity, and these are things like self-doubt, a lack of skills or a perceived lack of skills, your environment, your resources at hand. There are a number of different factors. And most people feel that if you go for it and you take a running jump and you sail over this first hurdle, you're in the clear. Just one leap and you're living your best creative life. It sounds great, but in reality, the hurdles affecting creativity do not stop once you have taken that first jump. In fact, there's a lot more track left to cover. In fact, instead of running or hurdles, I want you to consider your journey with creativity to be kind of like a game of Mario or Donkey Kong or something like that, where you're moving forward from left to right, and sometimes you can pass through a level relatively easily. You might have to jump here or roll there, or do a number of different things to make it through the level, but it's easy enough. But then there are other times where things are just coming at you from all angles, and these things can slow you down, they can hurt you or stop you completely. And these are the other characters in the game. Now, in real life, when you're pursuing creativity, the other characters in the game can be those people around you. And what I mean by that is, sometimes when you put your creativity out there into the world, whether it be submitting an idea in a brainstorming session or trying a piece of DIY for the first time or picking up a paintbrush and creating art, once you put it out there in the public sphere, you're going to come across these characters. And some will be good and some will be like those video game characters, i.e. just not that helpful. Because when you put yourself out there creatively, it then means that your creativity is open to everyone to receive and to deconstruct and consider and to interpret and to provide feedback. And that can be really scary if you're not prepared for it. In particular, feedback. Feedback is great, but it can be scary. Now, I love feedback. I'm always really receptive of feedback. I love the idea of always striving to be better and to improve. Giving and receiving feedback is such a valuable skill to have, not just for creativity, but for anything in your life. If you're able to manage feedback at work, or when you're playing a game, or playing in a team, or trying something new for the first time, if you're able to manage that and use it constructively, you're only gonna be better off. But sometimes feedback will come at you at the most random of times and in the weirdest way, and it may not be as eloquent as you may have liked it to have been. And if feedback is not expected, then it can throw you for a loop. And unfortunately, this can then scare you into stopping what you're doing and stopping your creativity altogether. So I believe that you really have to be mentally prepared and preparing yourself for the possibility of feedback before you even start your creative act. You should be aware of that and expect that at some point it's going to crop up in your journey, and sometimes it won't be a pleasant experience. So, I want to share with you today some tips on how to be prepared for feedback so you can avoid that shock and not let it sway your creative experience, because I want you to enjoy it and I want it to be sustainable for you and I want creativity to be a long-lasting part of your life. Okay. Firstly, and most importantly, the best way to be prepared for feedback is just to be aware that people will give it to you whether you ask it or not. Count this episode as part of your preparation, because just simply having this idea sitting at the back of your mind will help you enormously. And of course, sometimes you may just be having an off day, you're not feeling your best, and your ability to handle feedback may not be the highest, but by at least expecting that feedback may come at some point, you can avoid that complete dumbstruck feeling. You can park the feedback and you can revisit it when you're feeling a little bit better. Secondly, you should start to work on tuning in your feedback radar. So you've got to tune it in so that you know when to listen to feedback, when to reflect on it, when to action it, and when to ignore it. Knowing when feedback is going to be useful for you is so important, because not all feedback is created equal. Not everyone is good at it. And it's just a skill that some people have not yet mastered. And as a result, it can be ill-timed, or it could be unconstructive, or just way, way too personal. Sometimes people feel obliged to give feedback just because they have to, not because it's warranted or that it's correct. Sometimes feedback is just a way for people to fill a silence. Being able to discern whether the feedback that you've received was given in good faith, is constructive, and that you should act on it is an essential skill. Because sometimes, especially if it's ill-timed, it may not feel right at that moment, but it may still be useful or helpful in the long term. Okay, so thirdly, I want you to reflect on why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. You may not necessarily be creating something for someone else's enjoyment. Maybe it's for your own personal pleasure and development, but that certainly won't stop people from commenting on it. So knowing your why for doing it in the first place can help protect you and can help keep you going. Sure, someone may not appreciate your art or thinks your idea is stupid, but perhaps it's not for them. Perhaps it's for you. Maybe they aren't the right person to appreciate what you're doing. So if you're really clear in your focus and your purpose for doing your creative act, you'll then be able to receive the feedback in that context and you'll know whether you need to action it or not. And lastly, my advice is to seek feedback from people you know and trust. And especially if you're receiving feedback that is just a little odd or unnecessarily harsh. By having a few people who can act as your trusted advisors and you can bounce that feedback off, you can get a really good reality check. And especially if you haven't got your feedback radar fully aligned, I recommend you do this. This can not only help you practice your feedback skills, but it also can help you assess whether or not the feedback you received was on par. For example, I welcome feedback about this podcast. I said before, I love feedback. And since I started this podcast in 2023, I've received a lot of unsolicited feedback. In fact, when I started this podcast, I received a 6-paragraph long email with critiques of every single aspect of every episode that I had done that far. And I wasn't prepared for it. It threw me for a loop. Even though I'm so used to feedback and I'm really good at taking feedback, it really kind of still shook me because my podcast was still scary and new at that point. So I was feeling vulnerable. But because I'm so used to feedback in other areas of my life, I followed my process. I sought out feedback from my trusted advisors and I checked with them their opinion on the feedback that I received. And this helped me realize that yes, this feedback was constructive, even though it felt really personal because it was out of the blue, it was completely unsolicited, and it was just ill-timed. I'd just finished recording an episode, I was feeling a little bit awkward and uncomfortable, and then bam, I get this email. But checking it off with my advisors helped me reframe that feedback, and I was actually able to action some of it. So it turned out to be a really good thing. So since then, I actually do seek out feedback on my personal performance in the podcast because, you know, I'm new to being on the microphone. Sure, I've been producing podcasts for a number of years now, so that technical side of things I've got completely down pat. But the scariest part of it all is jumping on the microphone and putting myself out there. So I get feedback on this part of my podcast specifically so I can continue to improve in this area. And while I do that, sometimes feedback from other elements of my podcast comes into that too. And that is super helpful because I want to make sure that this podcast is as good as possible. So I really do welcome it. So I guess what I'm trying to say in this episode is that whether you seek feedback or not, you're going to get it. Sometimes it's not going to be the right time, and sometimes you won't be in the right space. Sometimes it's just going to be delivered really badly. And at times like these, it can be so easy to throw off your confidence and to push you off the rails. And if you don't have the right mindset towards feedback, it may just cause you to stop being creative altogether. So while I am completely encouraging of everyone to get out there and explore their creativity and express themselves to the world, I do want to flag that feedback is a necessary and inevitable part of creativity that you really should be aware of. Now, if we can see feedback as a valuable opportunity to reflect and regroup and become better and put your best foot forward, I think that's so positive because who doesn't want to put their best self out there? But now I want to turn it on you a little bit and I want you to stop and to think about what your capacity is to take feedback. Are you comfortable with it? Are you comfortable with giving and receiving feedback? Are you able to detach the personal from the constructive and not see it as a personal attack or as a criticism? Well, it's okay if you're not quite there yet. Firstly, I hope that these tips have helped you. But secondly, there are some really, really cool episodes that I've had with some of my guests here on Creativity Uncovered about feedback and their experience of it and their tips for being better with feedback. So what I'll do is I'll pop those links in our show notes, as well as a couple of other resources as well, to help you on your feedback journey. Now, I really hope that you've enjoyed this episode, that it perhaps has shifted your view of feedback. And I'm super keen to get your feedback as well about this podcast, what you've been enjoying so far, what else you'd like to hear about on the podcast, and perhaps some things that you think I can improve on. It's always welcome. Now, thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it, as always. And until next time, take care. If you've made it this far, a huge thank you for your support and tuning into today's episode. Creativity Uncovered has been lovingly recorded on the land of the Cubby Cubby people, and we pay our respect to elders past, present, and emerging. This podcast has been produced by my amazing team here at Crisp Communications, and the music you just heard was composed by James Gatling. If you liked this episode, please do share it around and help us on our mission to unlock more creativity in this world. You can also hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any new episode releases.